Free Talk Live, launching into hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And as we continue, talk about the census. You may have seen them. The bureaucrats have been walking neighborhoods with GPS devices, apparently, trying to locate houses. They add them to maps or something like that. I don't know exactly what the GPS devices are for, but it has something to do with the location of your house. We know that much. I saw them the other day across the street from me. They never ended up coming to my side of the street, at least not that I noticed, and I kind of have a windows view to the world from my office as I make my phone calls to radio stations during the day. And so this older gentleman was wearing, and I don't know, you have to tell me, Wayne, if they were dressed the same way when they were walking around your neighborhood, but he was wearing like a construction neon yellow orange vest.
Yes.
And carrying a bag that said U.S. Census Bureau on it. And I don't know too much. I think maybe had a clipboard. And I didn't see the GPS unit, but again, I didn't get close to the guy, and I was ready for him to come up to my front door. I grabbed my new HD video camera and was prepared. I was going to ask some questions about the constitutionality, not the constitutionality, but the obligation. You know, what obligation do I have to participate with this? And I don't want to be mean to the guy. He's just some know nothing bureaucrat that's just been hired to go walk around neighborhoods. But nonetheless, it would have been interesting to see that happen. Eventually, they will come house to house, and I will be prepared. But what happened to you, Wayne?
And I wanted to add to that a lot of these people are temporary workers who are just being hired for the census. Now, normally they come around once just to get a count, and sometimes they'll give you the long form, which a lot of people objected to back in 2000. But this time, there's sort of a pre-census process going on where they're trying to verify all these addresses, especially in rural areas with relatively new houses and such. But they're trying to verify virtually every address in America. And what they're doing is they're shooting the GPS coordinates right by your front door, right at your front door, which is pretty interesting. So you can
disturbing.
So you can see that there are some people who are afraid that maybe this could be used for nefarious purposes down the road.
It's been used for nefarious purposes in the past.
Right. Ask the interred Japanese Americans on the West Coast.
Right.
They used census data in order to find them.
That was in the 40s.
Yeah, if they had a Japanese surname, off they went.
And there are also some people who were at the tea parties back on the 15th who are a little concerned that maybe they're being targeted because it seems like that I've been reading some chatter on the internet about that. But in my case, I was actually out in my yard last week talking with one of my neighbors, and the woman came up my driveway and said, "Hello, I'm with the Census Bureau." I said, "Oh, do you need to know how many people are in the house?" She says, "No." She says she just wanted to verify the address.
I'm not going to give them that information.
Yeah, well she did. And so then she had this little handheld. She went, beep, 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 beep. "Okay, thank you." And drove off. And then went up my neighbor's driveway.
So you gave her the address?
It was right there. I mean,
I see.
It was right there, so it wasn't like I was going to lie about it or anything, but it is what it is. But I found it, so I thought to myself, because I was talking to my neighbor, so I didn't think much of it, but I thought later on, well, what's going on here? So I started doing some searching online and found that there were a lot of people very concerned, and evidently this started back in 2005, 2006.
The GPS thing?
The GPS thing, and they're stepping it up now, and there's been a lot of concern that the Obama administration wants to take over the administration of the census, which could have political motivations, I don't know, and... Hmm. But the fact that they're shooting the GPS coordinates of your front door is a little weird. You know, that's a little bit Big Brother.
Yeah, something to set you on edge, that's for sure. I mean, but people should be concerned, number one, that they're asking a whole bunch of questions. I mean, the census has grown and grown and grown. Well, no. It's not unconstitutional, right? The Constitution doesn't say they can't ask more questions.
But it says that they can do an accounting of the individuals. It's specific as to what they can do.
Right. Well, they're accounting the individuals and asking a whole bunch of questions. I mean, what's wrong with asking questions?
Well, anything that's not outlined in the Constitution is unconstitutional. It says so in the Tenth Amendment.
Yeah. Well, okay, you're right.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of are weirded out by the fact that they're trying to use the census as a guise to get in the door to take the GPS coordinates of your front door. And I guess, no trespassing signs are not going to work because they're using the U.S. Code, Chapter 7, Subtitle 2, Section 223, Title 13.
What's that? Allow them to go anywhere they want to go?
It basically outlines the penalties for any citizen refusing to assist a census taker.
What are those penalties?
Don't know.
Well, I'd like to know because I'll be facing them because I'm not going to assist them in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I will actively let them know I'm not participating with them.
Right.
Because I'm not interested in answering the one question. Now, I know there are going to be a lot of people who are going to make a stand, a constitutional stand, and when the census comes around, they're going to say, I'll give you one answer. Three. You know, the constitutional question is how many people are in this domicile,
right,
or this household.
And you know something? I have no problem with that.
I do. It's none of their damn business. I didn't sign the Constitution. It's not my agreement. My name isn't on that. So even saying that, well, it's a constitutional question, so you have to answer it. No, it's not my question to answer.
Well, you have quite a stand there. However, you live in a house that's more than 100 years old. So
yeah,
you're far less likely to meet a census worker, whereas Wayne and I both live. What do you mean?
You live in town.
They come around to everybody, don't they?
No, they do not.
They don't?
No. They take a random sampling of people, except
really?
New residences. Both Wayne and I live in houses that have been constructed within the last 10 years.
Interesting. I thought they did every single house.
No. They're not going to bother the loudmouth.
But, you know, I respect your right to refuse that. But I have no problem with telling them how many people live in my house, but that's all they're supposed to get. Because it's basically to ascertain what the population is to draw up the congressional districts.
Well, I think that what one should do in that circumstance is one should videotape the census worker saying, if I give you the information that is constitutional, you trade the information that you have. If I give you the information that's constitutional, will you go away and not come back?
Because they will come back. They'll call the supervisor, and then the supervisor will come out and threaten you.
With guns.
They'll try to escalate the situation. They'll try to scare you. They'll try to claim that there'll be a fine to pay. And I don't know if they're going to claim jail time. I know that Bile from blogabile.com has had experience in refusing participating with the census. And he says that there's a fine of upwards of $5,000. But he claims that they won't actually do it. Like, they're going to try to scare you into believing that they will, but then they won't actually end up doing it. And besides, how do they know who you are anyway? Are they going to fine the household $5,000? I suppose they could. They're the government. They can do whatever it is they want to do, right? And they don't know who's answering the door unless you tell them who you are.
Yeah, the problem is owning your property at that point.
The problem is, you mean putting a lien on the house or something? So, that would be interesting, liening a house because somebody didn't answer a question on the census.
Sounds bizarre.
Well,
it could happen.
And, of course, they had that random long form that they used back in 2000, which a lot of people just said, none of your business, none of your business, none of your business. But what they're supposed to get is a count, and that's it. That's what they're supposed to do is count. They're not supposed to ask you what your race is. They're not supposed to ask you any of that stuff. It's just a count of how many people are in that district, and that's it.
Wow, I had no idea the census was a random sampling thing. I thought they really did go house to house.
I think they're trying to make it more accurate. I think they're trying to save money and all that, but there's other people who speculate that, you know, this stuff can be, once they have the coordinates of your house, of course, if they've got some secret laser beam weapon, they can shoot you from outer space. Who knows what that is?
Yeah, it's a little paranoid. I mean, they can get your house coordinates anyway, and there are already satellite maps of the entire country, so it'd be just a matter of pointing at the satellite map digitally and figuring out what the longitude and latitude of your house is.
Yes.
So, we continue with your calls. Dana is on the line in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, well, great. What's on your mind?
Well, you brought up something. I had something else on my mind, but you brought up the census taking, so I'll mention it first.
Sure.
Have you guys ever heard or read of a book called IBM and the Holocaust, written by Edwin Black?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that kind of brings into light why they're wanting to know what they're wanting to know with the census stuff, I think. Because there was so much truth of what happened with IBM and the corruption in our government that allowed I began to be involved in all of the headcounting and who was in which house and what address, because that number off of each of those IBM punch cards was the number that was tattooed on all of the Holocaust prisoners.
We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Hang on, Dana. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, including those features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
Toll free 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Dana is back with us in Texas. Dana, go ahead and continue with your thoughts. You were talking about how IBM was involved behind the scenes at the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, essentially providing them with the technology they needed to effectively process and kill millions of people.
And identify who the Jewish people were. That's right.
I
was going to say, even the surrounding countries.
They provided the equipment. The key punch data drums. And as Hitler took more of Europe progressing westward, he took, if you read about his progression, maybe you already know it, he was insistent on doing census taking all the time, all the time. Every time they would take over another country, he wanted to know where everybody was, what religion they were, how many were in the household. As entered, each person had an IBM punch card assigned to them. And that number that was issued by the punch card machine is the number that was tattooed on the concentration camp victims. And that's where the number came from that everybody has talked about, you know, the Holocaust victims. And what this is reminding me of is what's going on here. They want to know, right now they're starting with how many people are in a household that y'all are talking about.
Right.
You know, and then they'll come back with something else. Then they'll come, so they won't do it all at one time. They'll piecemeal it together. And
oh, no, they do it all at once, don't they? They give you a whole long, lengthy form to fill out.
Well, they used to, but from what I'm hearing now, it's just like you guys were talking about, verifying the address right now. Then somebody else will come back and want something else later. You know, that's what y'all were saying, verifying the address and the number of people in the household at that address.
It's rather, it's rather clever that they actually will introduce themselves and get you comfortable with them and then maybe establish trust and then come back for some more information later. That makes sense. But I was going to also say that a lot of the surrounding countries around Germany that were taken over by the Nazis, the countries that had the best records on their citizens were the ones where the most Jewish people were killed.
Right, because they knew where they were.
Thank you, Dana, for the call.
They also knew what religion and race they were, too.
Let's continue with David in Texas. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
David, what's on your mind tonight?
I actually think that the government is making all this swine flu up. I think they spreaded the virus, and I just think the government is trying to kill thousands of people.
Well, why haven't they done a very good job? I mean, I understand the government tends to suck at most everything they do, but one thing they are good at is killing people. I mean, they're pretty good at blowing things up and causing destruction, in which case I have to ask, why is it that there have only been a handful of deaths from the swine flu thing? And there was a report that said that it wasn't in the hundreds, it was like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah, well, history does repeat itself, you know. I mean, thousands and thousands have died because of human influenza.
Oh, so now you're suggesting that the government has created the flu, period, not just the swine flu?
Basically, that's what I'm believing.
Now, did the government create bubonic plague?
No.
Okay, so the government doesn't create all diseases that kill a bunch of people, just the ones that have happened within the last how long?
I'd say Xenu did all this within the past.
He's a hell of a guy.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of biological warfare research done by our government as well as other governments around the world. And see, they're still trying to muck around with Mother Nature, and who knows if they've tried and it hasn't worked. Maybe it's fizzled out. But the fact is there has been documented research on biological warfare. So ultimately, sometimes these things end up being used on the wrong people.
Now, you mentioned Xenu. What's his role in all this?
Oh, Xenu?
Yeah.
He's the overlord that's overseeing all this.
Right. Crank call, right? 259-9231. Oops, you didn't get through on that one, buddy. We've got a dump machine. 800-259.
What was the word?
800-259-9231. We're not going to say it, are we? Because we dumped it out.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, well.
I didn't hear anything bad.
Well, it's gone now.
Like,
anyway.
It's a bunch of nonsense.
We continue here. But there are people that really do believe what he was claiming to believe. They do believe that the government is behind the flu, apparently, or whatever
at least the
disease of the moment is. And
well, this particular flu virus, from what I've read about it, is highly unlikely that it developed on its own because they've said it's a mixture of the swine flu, the bird flu, and a few other flus. And
viruses do evolve, and they can spread from animal to animal. And it does make sense that domesticated animals like chickens and pigs would be kept close together. So therefore, if viruses were going to, say, jump from the feces of one, barnyard animal to another, that makes perfectly good sense. Chickens, pigs, and humans do live in pretty close proximity and pretty unsanitary conditions around the Third World. Now, when you've got the jaguar flu, then I'm going to believe that it's a government engineer.
Now, if you want to hear a caller that actually does believe in what he's saying about the whole government creating the flu thing, listen to last night's show. We had some real doozies last night.
Really?
800-259-9231, and of course you can do that anytime at freetalklive.com. Wayne, let's talk about martial law. Let's talk about apparently you said there's some new piece of legislation that's working its way through the Massachusetts state legislature having to do with martial law in response to, what was it, the flu or something else?
Yes, the Massachusetts Senate has just approved a pandemic flu preparation bill. Massachusetts Senate has unanimously passed a pandemic flu preparation bill that has languished in the legislature before the recent swine flu outbreak. The 36-0 vote today sends the measure to the House. Both branches have taken it up in the past years, but have not been able to agree on the details.
So what are the details?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. I've got them right here. The details, let's see. To require the owner or occupier of premises to permit entry into
an investigation
of the premises. Two, to close, direct, and compel the evacuation of or to decontaminate or cause to be contaminated any building or facility, and to allow the reopening of the building or facility when the danger has ended.
So, wait a minute. Before you go on with this list of tyranny, it's what it's sounding like it's going to be. Basically, this law will make it so that under the state of emergency...
And that's when it always comes, people.
Right. It's always... Right. It's always... Well, this is necessary. You'll hear them use the term necessary and emergency, and normally we wouldn't be searching your house, but
stealing your guns.
You've got a chance of getting the flu, so we've got to come in here, look around.
Yep.
So that's what they're saying here, is that they're going to be able to come to anybody's home that they want to, and just basically say, bird flu or swine flu, coming in, looking around.
As long as they say the magic words.
Right, right. Oh, see, we've got this piece of paper, 36 people in the Senate. They said that we can have access to your house.
They won't bring a piece of paper. They'll just do it. Now they've been given that's not a stipulation.
Well, they're just going to flash their badge. They're going to say, well, there's this piece of paper they wrote in the legislature, and now we have the ability to come in, look around. And I'm sure if they find a marijuana grow operation, they're just going to leave that alone, right? Because they're only looking for sick people.
The law.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up on this and your calls as well.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free at freetalklive.com.
6 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, we talk about some pretty serious topics. Police brutality, the war on drugs, the economic crisis. But I've got something to cheer you up. Comic books. Witness the uplifting adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, El Diablo, and Manbot with the pages of within the pages of Freedom Force. For only $10, you can get 5 action-packed, fun-filled issues, shipping included. That's $10 for the five issues in the series of Freedom Force, and the shipping is included. You can check out a 6-page preview now at comics.thundergodexpress.com. Makes a great gift for the kids and the grandkids. I've got a set aside for Jack, as a matter of fact. It's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
Some pretty disturbing news coming out of Massachusetts. Of course, you can call in about whatever's on your mind. But I want to continue this briefly since we're in the midst of a martial law bill that is working its way through the Massachusetts state legislature. Now, beware. Just because this is happening in Massachusetts doesn't mean it's not also something similar isn't also being proposed or also working through your local state legislature. So don't feel safe just because you live in Rhode Island or in Florida or something like that. There's a very good chance these similar provisions to what we're about to talk about are going to be coming down to your local area. In fact, who knows? It could even be made into a federal thing eventually here. So remember, bureaucracy, when they have a new law that is very restrictive and aggregates them more power and takes away more freedom from you, bureaucrats will copy one another. They'll say, oh, yeah, well, why didn't we think of that? Okay, let's implement that here.
I think more what they do is like, I can't believe those people fell for that crap. Let's do it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So expect to see more of this. Now, Wayne, you said that this bill means it's in response to the flu thing, the swine flu. So any kind of crisis or dire situation, and the swine flu thing doesn't really seem to be much of a dire situation at all, but anything that could be perceived as that, and it's certainly being perceived that way by people and the media and all that, can be spun off into legislation that allows the government to aggregate more power to itself.
And you know something, the problem I have with the swine flu, these hysterical type events, is that usually they're fronts for something else going on in the background.
Like a distraction?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the times they're diversions because there's a lot of stuff going on in the financial sector right now. And
a lot of
money being stolen and printed and all that stuff. And this is just one of those classic examples of create a diversion, get everybody all up in arms about it, and then don't look behind this door.
Got it. So what are they doing in response? We know that they have already, they're authorizing the bureaucrats to go door to door, literally searching people's homes.
Yeah.
For what? I'm not sure. I guess sick people. But of course, you know, if they find contraband, they'll probably take that too or call the cops. So what else?
Well, they can evacuate any place they want and decontaminate it. They can.
So you thought you could stay in your home? Nope, you've got to get out when they say get out, and you know they'll probably put you in some government camp.
And they can
in the meantime.
And they can destroy any kind of material that they deem dangerous. But here's number four, which I think you'll start to really see the picture: to restrict or prohibit assemblages of persons.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Think about what that's going to do to the economy if these people can't go to Disney World, for example.
Well, we already know that they don't like it when people assemble. I mean, whenever you're assembling for the purpose of freedom, of talking about liberty or something like that, they crack down. In fact, I was talking earlier about how this Friday, one of our activist friends here in New Hampshire is going to be on trial for an assembly without a permit. So already there's some level of control over how many people can get together on the street or in a public park or a public location at any given period in time. Those are all over the country right now, and so you're saying they're going to take it a step further to where they're just going to say, well, we've got this flu situation here, folks, so, sorry, too many people together here on the sidewalk, disperse.
Somebody can sneeze.
Yeah, you know, oh, you're too close proximity, you need to have a 3-foot radius around you there, sir. Excuse me, you're too close, ma'am. Oh, no kissing in public. I mean, I don't know how far they're going to take it, but basically they can just tell groups of people that you can't be together.
Basically, it's unconstitutional no matter how far they take it.
That's
the
true.
Fact that they have passed this is, you know, it's just contrary to the Constitution. I mean, you have the right to peaceably assemble.
That's what it says in
Period.
The First Amendment. But again, we all know they don't care.
No, they don't.
But hey, remember, they didn't sign the Constitution either.
Right.
I didn't sign it, nor did they.
That's
so
right.
Go on with the list.
To require a health care facility or provide services for the use of its facility, or to transfer the management and supervision of the health care facility to the department or to a local public health authority, whatever that means.
So to essentially nationalize
or statalize the...
Possible.
I mean, as though the hospital or the health care system wasn't state-controlled enough, now they can basically just wave their magic wand and say, okay, now you are bureaucrats.
You're required to provide our brand of health care and do what we say.
Mm-hmm. We'll shut you down.
Or we'll shut you down. Number six, to control ingress and egress from any stricken or threatened public area and the movement of persons and materials within the area.
That's a quarantine.
Yeah, that's a quarantine. Or it could be an evacuation. Seven, to adopt and enforce measures to provide for the safe disposal of infectious waste and human remains, provided that the religious, cultural, family, and individual beliefs of the deceased person shall be followed to the extent possible when disposing of human remains.
You know, these health concerns are even more powerful for the government, I think, than the idea of some terrorist running around out there in the country. I mean,
right. It's even more invisible. They don't even have to show proof. Nobody in America, no American citizen at this point has died of the swine flu, and they're already passing this nonsense.
Right. All they have to do is say that, well, we've had reports that someone in this neighborhood is infected with the swine flu, so we're going to have to quarantine the entire neighborhood. We're going to do a house-by-house search. We're going to test every single person that is here and, you know, look around and poke around in your life. I mean, they can do that. And if they don't find a terrorist, terrorist. Even if they don't find any evidence of the swine flu, it won't matter anyway. There's no action you can take against them for this stuff. They're completely immune. The bureaucrats have sovereign immunity. So even if they come in and destroy your life, destroy your house, destroy your family, kick you out of your own home, whatever kind of damage they do, none of them, no bureaucrat that pulled the trigger on ordering those things to happen, nobody is actually responsible for the consequences that come will befall you.
But you're going to love number eight, to procure...
How many are there?
Nine.
Okay.
To take immediate possession from any source, store, or distribute any antitoxins, serums, vaccines, immunize agents located within the Commonwealth as may be necessary to respond to the emergency. In other words, they can confiscate anything they want from drugstores or whatever to do it.
Yeah.
Number nine, to require healthcare providers to assist in the performance of vaccination, of course, forced vaccination, I'm sure.
Slavery.
Treatment, examination, or testing of any individual.
Conscription.
As a condition of licensure, authorization, or the ability to continue to function as a health care provider in the Commonwealth.
So they won't put you in jail, but they'll just destroy your livelihood if you don't go along with whatever tyranny they want you to help them enforce on the population.
Another problem with licensure.
Exactly, because licensing turns you into a bitch for the state where whatever it is the state says, you'll do it because you don't want to have your livelihood destroyed.
Yeah,
so forced,
unfortunately.
It's a easy tool for forced vaccination to
That's
force the health.
So scary.
Yeah.
It's so scary. And, of course, they're going to go along with it, right? I mean, the doctors might have said, well, I need to do what's best for the patients, and I don't think this is what's best, but the government's going to take my license, so I better
Suddenly
go along
it
with
gets
it.
To be best.
Yeah. So I better go along with it. Scary stuff. Thanks for bringing that up.
There's been a lot of speculation over the last few years about eventually compulsory vaccinations, forced vaccinations, and
that's scary too.
And there's a lot of issues with vaccinations. Some people don't believe in them, so they don't take.
Some people get sick.
I know I'm going to get sick from any flu vaccination they give. The two that I've taken in my life, I know people on the bulletin of BBS are going to say causation and correlation. Look, it's enough for me. I've taken two flu shots, and within 2 days of both of those flu shots, I've been the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. I don't need to take another one of those things realize I'm going
to
be sick.
What's going to happen to you if you refuse to take it?
I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I'm not taking another one.
Well, maybe they'll strap you down.
Maybe they will.
Either that or you get put into some sort of camp, right? Which one's worse?
None of those things are good.
1-800-259-9231. Hopefully it won't get to that point, but it's not looking good. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. What if you found out that the best liberty activists in the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, it's very disheartening to hear about the rules for the martial law, but those actually have been in executive orders for many years, since the time of LBJ, in case of an emergency of any kind, and also in the
some would point out, Frank, that Frank, some would point out that the United States has been in a state of emergency several times, and it's never been repealed, so that it's still in a state of emergency.
Oh, I agree. I think that, and I think right now with the economy, that probably is more pronounced than ever. I mean, if this is in a state of emergency from an economic point of view, the fact that we don't have the capital to reindustrialize, nor the intellectual capital to do it. And we have a population of about 340 million people that, you know, the future is very bleak, especially with regard to job and with this incredible debt burden with the $12.8 trillion bailout since September of last year. So
Don't worry about it. The money's not worth anything anyway, Frank.
Well, what I think is very interesting is the fact that we'll probably see with this, this will be probably the predicate to sort of like the action verb to trigger, you know, more of a, I guess, a government-controlled society. What's interesting, though, if they do go into the martial law regarding the health crisis, the UN steps in and supersedes the U.S. government regarding the planning for the health crisis, and then FEMA works directly under the UN. So it's a very interesting notion of sovereignty with regard to the state that, in a sense, fades away with this emergency, and it's kind of intriguing. But you know what? We lose about 37,000 people every year to flu that's not reported, and now we have maybe one or two people dead, and we're ready to, you know, put on, you know, the
masks. people are wearing masks.
And it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's how I feel about it. Thanks, Frank. Anything else on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I believe that what we're going to see with the World Bank's, and by that I mean the world central banks that are privately owned, is I think the International Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, will create a digital currency probably within the next 10 to 12 months. It will be adopted by all the central banks, because even the Bank of England is having problems now creating more money than exists within, you know, the Bank of England. So what we're seeing now is very...
You mean a world currency?
Country.
A world digital currency? Is that what you mean?
Absolutely, yes. Whereby the banks will be able to keep, in a sense, the money in their own accounts or their own institutions, and then digital... that will be reported to the BIS, and then they will issue digital currency back to the central banks, and the system will continue and continue. What we have to do is get rid of the toxic derivatives, but no one is willing to do that.
Well, we have to get rid of the state. That's not going to have any sense.
Frank, once that happens, once we go to a world a different world reserve currency, they create this new digital currency for the central banks to trade in, then the United States dollar ceases to be the world reserve currency.
That's correct. And then
once that happens, then China, what do they need dollars for anymore? They dump their dollars. The dollar becomes worthless because it's no longer the world reserve currency. I mean, that's it for America.
The Bank of International Settlements will take that money back, and then they will make the Fed take it back, and the U.S. will get less, or I should say the Federal Reserve will get less digital currency than China. And ultimately, what it'll do is, in a sense... it will make the need for a reserve currency non-existent,
right?
Which means that you'll have the Bank of International Settlements handling this, and then remember, the Bank of China, the central bank in China, is privately owned. So you have to realize that, in a sense, it will streamline the system. But the little person in the financial institution that makes money with currency arbitrage, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That will cease to exist.
Great for the people running the central bank and all of their cronies that
Correct.
Are connected to them, but for the rest of us, we're all screwed. Thanks,
Absolutely.
Frank, for the call tonight.
That's
Appreciate
exactly.
it. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Wayne, your thoughts on that?
Well, the Bank of International Settlements has been around a while now, and they've been kind of the central bank for all the world's central banks, but I think the original plan was eventually to have them issue the world currency. And the problem is the farther away from the people that the central bank gets, the worse it becomes. It's bad enough.
It's out of control now.
It's out of control now. But and you can see what happened
in
Europe.
It's in complete control. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's taking the wealth out of the hands of the little people and putting the wealth in the hands of the people that run these banks.
When I say it's out of control, I mean there's no way to stop it. Like
it's out of the hands of the people. The money's out of the hands of the people, really. Control over the money.
It got out of the hands of the people when the people didn't rise up with pitchforks and torches back in 1913.
When they turned in their gold in the 30s, actually.
Right. Well, when they started the Federal Reserve and allowed fractional reserve banking. The fact is, the people got the government that they deserved. They got the destroyed, scorched earth that they deserved, and because every day that goes by, they do nothing about the fact that the currency has been stolen away from them, from their children, from their grandchildren.
And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. I was watching this Freedom Watch show today for the first time. I've seen excerpts from it, but I pretty much watched through most all of it today as it aired live. And by the way, Jason Sorens from the Free State Project did a great job. He was the only guy that was actually talking about solutions. During the show, there was a theme of frustration of, well, what do we do here? I mean, essentially Napolitano, the host, he asked the question, is this hopeless? You know, is it scummy Democrats and scummy Republicans, and every time we change one out, we get another scumbag? I mean, Ron Paul's the only guy with any level of credibility or principle. Is this hopeless? And, of course, they had some politico on there, RJ somebody, who was running for office in Oklahoma, and, of course, he said the same old crap you'd expect some politico to say, like, what we need to do is replace all of Congress and get in there and run campaigns from the grassroots and blah, blah, blah. You know, the same old solution. solution that we've heard decade after decade. Well,
right, the one
like
that hasn't worked.
Right, if you don't like it, just elect me, and I'll fix everything, and me and my buddies. And then they bring Lou Rockwell on, who had something, I think, better to say. He said he didn't think electoral politics was the solution to electoral politics, or based on paraphrasing, I don't think it's exactly what he said. But he didn't have anything better than, well, we just need to educate people. We need to educate people and have them, understand the economy.
Because Lou doesn't want to move. He lives in Texas.
Right.
He has a nice little life there.
Auburn, isn't it? Georgia or something?
I don't know where he lives.
Auburn, Alabama.
Wherever it is, he has a nice little life there, and he doesn't want to pick up and move. People don't want to see that the only hope that they have is the Free State Project.
And indeed, that's what one of the other hosts on the show said. He said, I like what they're saying here, but I don't think people should be forced to move to one place. Hey, nobody's forcing you to do anything.
Right. Feel forced because there's no other hope. However, there's just nothing that's going to be done. We've done this spread out thing before, and this is what we've got.
But the bottom line is economically, this country is screwed. Big time.
Yeah.
We're up the creek right now.
Well, they're running around like a bunch of chickens. The liberty activists are running around with the chickens with their heads caught off. They have no idea what can be done about it. They understand there's a problem. They see what the problem is. They see that the corruption in the state. They see the central bank is evil, and they think they're going to solve it by having Ron Paul introduce some piece of legislation that audits the Fed.
It's certainly not going to hurt. I'm all for auditing the Fed. However, I'm just of the opinion that
how much effort are they putting into this? What's it going to change?
The government. Well,
we've audited the Fed and determined they've screwed us. Okay.
But you know what? The Fed may cease to exist in the next few years if they go to a world central bank.
Right.
So that poof, there it goes. Sorry. See ya.
And I'm sure
it did its job, and it's now thanks for your sovereignty. Once you go to a world reserve currency, the United States, all the wealth the United States ever had has already been sucked out of it, leached out of it by the central bankers, and we're a third world country.
And so if you look what happened in Europe when they went to the euro. The countries that went to the euro, all of a sudden now you have this one-size-fits-all policy of interest rates, money supply, and everything for all these different countries. Now, even though central banking is not the optimal situation, if you're going to have it, you want to have it in smaller regions so that way they can adapt to what the individual marketplace does.
And there's at least some level of competition between the crappy fiat currencies.
Sure, sure.
But
the point is that people in Europe have not been happy with the euro at all because of all that. And the ultimate, of course, is to have debt-free, commodity-based money that's controlled by the people. That's what you really want.
But that's never going to happen unless we have secession to pull out of this insane federal government. It's certainly not going to happen at the federal level, and you're damn well sure it ain't going to happen at the world level, that's for sure. So,
if you believe the people that talk about these conspiracy theories, and this is one I'm inclined to believe, that, the wars are started by the countries that don't have the central banks.
More coming up tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.